Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cabaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards center. Thompson fields it and throws to second to catch Lowry for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta takes first base on ball four. Waitkus moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. Waitkus scores. Pafko moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon throws the ball into Kerr, who tags Gerges trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Beggs now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lowry. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitheck hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Beggs covering. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Thompson is chasing the ball. Cavaretta rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorkey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko who is chasing the ball. Lorkey reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Joe Beggs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lorkey scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Buddy Blattner pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blattner moves to second. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wittek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blattner scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Wittek moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive towards first. Waitkus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Erickson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. Erickson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart pinch hits for Ken Trinkle. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Russ Meyer's now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyers covering, for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts for an out with unknown description. Meyers moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyers moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyers scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe LaFatta pinch runs for Bill Rigney. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Kerr reaches second base with a double. LaFatta moves to third. Claude Passo now pitching. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Witek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFatta scores. Kerr moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 7, Giants, 7. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Hooks Iatt now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Giants, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.